Chapter 1. Good Night, Ladies. Evelyn was an insomniac, so when they say she died in her sleep, you have to question that. Probably she was sitting propped up in bed, reading, and heard the brush of wings and smelled the cold, clean air, and the angel appeared like a deer in the bedroom, and Evelyn said, "Not yet, I have to finish this book," and the angel shook his golden locks, which made a skittery sound like dry seed pods, and he laughed a long, silent laugh and took her pale hand in his. He'd heard that line, "not yet," before. He was always interrupting people who were engrossed in their work or getting ready for a night at the opera or about to set off on a trip. Evelyn's brother died after his wife sprayed the house with a rose-scented room freshener that made Frank sneeze so hard he had a coronary. But he made it to the phone and called the office and told them he'd be late and then lay down and die. The angel took Evelyn's hand gently in his cool hand, and off she went with him, leaving behind the book, her bed, and the blue-knit coverlet, her stucco bungalow in Lake Wobegon, redolent of coffee and fresh-picked strawberries, her bedside radio, her subscription to The New Yorker, paid through the end of the year. It had been a good, wet summer, plenty of rain, and as she drifted out her back door, she noted how green the grass was. A cat announced itself from the shadows. The smell of burning charcoal hung in the air. A red ball